It's Tommy Starling. Just a kid from Boca Beach. Played Harold Match, SG Bore, under 20s, reserve grade and first grade in Newcastle. And then left Newcastle 2 years ago to come down to the Canberra Raiders, and have been here for 2 years now.
Corey, I grew up in North Brisbane, in a town called Caboolture there. Lived there till I was 17, then I moved to the Cowboys for a bit under 20s, was there for a couple of years, and now I've been at the Raiders. I think this is my third season now. And yeah, loving it.
Here we go.
Bailey Simonson, I was born in Sydney, and then I moved to New Zealand for a while when I was younger, then back to Australia, and then I played some league at the Bulldogs when I was younger, and then before I moved over to that's when I started the course, when I was at the Dogs, and then moved over to New Zealand again to play rugby for a few years, and then still trying to do my course, and then struggled through it, then came to the Raiders same time as Starlo, and then got back into my course, and yeah, loving it here at the Raiders now, and just finally finished the course.
All right, so you've all played first grade. So I'll start with you, Tommy, first. How was your debut game?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was last round of the year, a couple of years ago in Newcastle, Old Boys Day. 25,000 fans at McDonald Jones Stadium. It was pretty crazy. I had like 50 of my family and friends in the crowd. Got to play along the hero of mine, Chris Hollington, who I used to watch playing for the Tigers years and years ago. So me and him were riding the bench together in his last game, and it was in my first game. We were sitting on the bench pretty much until the second half together. So it was good to play alongside Hino, and that Newcastle side had a couple of really good players in it, Mitchell Pearce and players like that. So for that, and it was obviously a dream of mine to play first grade since, you know, playing footy when I was 6 years old. So that was a pretty crazy moment to, you know, run out there when they, I remember them yelling my name out over the loudspeaker, got a big roar from the home crowd. So that was pretty cool. So yeah, loved every minute of it.
Corey, where are you, mate?
Yeah, I was pretty good. Debuted round one last year, 2019. I was lucky enough, it was on the Gold Coast, so a lot of my family and friends could come down. It's only an hour and a half drive from where I live, so they could all come down and support me. A bit like Tommy, it was real special to see all my mates and my dad looking like he was about to cry and stuff on the big screen. It was pretty proud. There was a few of us stable on that day, so it was good to get the win, and it was something I've dreamt of since I was a young fella, so it was a very special day.
So, Bailey, you, mate, you started your professional career playing rugby. So what was it like playing rugby and then kind of coming back and playing in the NRL?
Yeah, it was the same day as Red. Me and Red debuted both round one last year. It was really cool because growing up I played like rugby league and rugby union, but I always wanted to play in the NRL. So it was cool to finally be able to do that last year. And yeah, it was good to. I got some family that was able to come up and stuff. And, yeah, it's just good to finally, I guess, play in NRL. Like the boys say, you always dream of it. So to finally be able to do it, it's a cool feeling.
And Bailey, what was it like going over to New Zealand and playing rugby over there for a while?
Yeah, it was. I really enjoyed it because I got to, spend a lot of time with my family over there that I probably hadn't spent a lot of time with before that, so it was good to live with them and experience life with them. But yeah, one thing that was like always on my mind when I was there, I wanted to come back and play rugby league again. So yeah, I always knew I'd come back, but it was a good experience playing there, and got to play with some good players and in some good teams, which was cool too.
All right, so this one's thrown out to everyone. So obviously, Canberra had a really good season in 2019. What was it like? What was the environment like being in such a good side?
It was good, eh? It was obviously my first year in first grade, but something I've like the mates we were on and off the field was something I've never had before. Like, we're all real close, and I think that's why we had such a good year last year. Everyone wanted to play for each other, and everyone wanted to win. So I think that's where the success came from, and to be a part of that was real special. With got to play with Tommy's Raiders debut games, Bailey, we played together on the debut game. So the whole year was something special, and hopefully we replicate it this year and go one further.
Yeah, I reckon, like Red was saying, we've got we had a pretty like unique bunch of boys, and everyone was just, you know, some good characters in our group on and off the field, which made it a real enjoyable season. And like Red was saying, everyone got on so well. So it was easy being someone new to the club. It was easy to come in and just, I guess you just be yourself, and it's a real welcoming group. So that's probably, I think, why we had so much success last year, was just because of our mateship and bond off the field.
What was it like playing in the grand final?
Yeah, it was crazy. I remember just running out, because I remember I watched the grand final once before. So like, being able to run out to like a packed ANZ, and you know, it's like 80,000 or something, is it's a crazy feeling. And it was a good experience, even though, you know, obviously the result wasn't what we wanted. It was still like a real good experience to be able to play in one, and it just, I guess, makes you more hungry to go one better.
It's a bit overwhelming running out to how many, 80,000 or 85,000. Got a bit emotional. I had to, lucky I was starting on the bench, because I had plenty of time to get that in check. And when I got out there, it was just a normal game. And like they say before the game, like when you get out there, the game pretty much over and you can't really remember it. So I can't honestly really remember what happened until the next day, when it really sunk in that we lost. But yeah, mad feeling. And we'll get there again.
So what was it like kind of going away after losing the grand final, having some time off over off-season, then coming back in a pre-season for the 2020 season? Were you all confident that you're going to kind of try and replicate what you did last year?
I was lucky enough to play in that junior Oz team. So it was kind of just straight into footy. I think I had a week off and I was playing footy again. So by the time that came around, I was playing with a few of the Roosters boys. So I forgot about it. It was good. And then coming into this year, I felt energized for the year. I just felt real confident that we've got the squad, pretty much the same squad, except Rapper and C's left, but Rapper's back now, that we're going to replicate it. And the way we started the first two rounds off, I felt like we started the year with our defensive, what we started last year, very strong defensive team, and that's what's going to take us all the way, I feel.
Yeah, I'm same as Red. After the grand final, I was lucky enough to go on like two of the Kiwi boys, the Kiwi squad. So that was cool to just get straight in, like to be able to get straight into footy without, you know, sitting around just dwelling on the result. So it was good to sort of try and take your mind off it a little bit. But coming into the preseason, it was, you know, I felt like Red said, I felt like we were, you know, coming into it with a bit more knowledge and experience off the back of last year, so we had something to sort of build off of. So like the boys said, it put us in a good spot, and you know, those first two games we played really well, and I thought sort of replicated how we played last year. And yeah, hopefully when the season, you know, gets going again, we can get back on the same foot we left off and play some good footy again, and hopefully that brings us the same success as last year, and maybe, you know, a little bit more to win the comp.
All right, Stalas, this one's at you, mate. So for someone who's kind of in and out of first grade at the moment, why do you think it's so important to kind of be doing something away from footy and get your mind off footy and look at life after sport?
Like, rugby league's only such a short short career. You know, the 10 years is, if you can play 10 years in the NRL, like, you've done really well. Like, you know, there's not many people do that. So you got to look for something for life after footy. It'd be silly not to do it while playing footy, because you got so much time in your hand in season sometimes, and you got days off, and because you got to let your body recover. So instead of sitting down playing PlayStation all day doing nothing, you got to, it'd be silly not to try and pick up something to study, or, you know, look for to do something after footy, obviously. So this was what I choose, the Cert 4 and Cert 3 in fitness. I really enjoy doing sort of fitness stuff. I always love working out and stuff like that. So, you know, I've got a real passion for it. So that's the avenue I've sort of taken.
So a question for all of you is, what was it like growing up at school? Were you guys into school? Did you like school? And how was your experience with education at school?
Yeah, I enjoyed school, but I wasn't the best at school. I used to love hanging out with my mates and stuff like that, but schoolwork wasn't my top priority for sure. I always wanted to be a player and stuff like that. So, you know, looking back on it, I tried a bit harder at school. You know, you can pick up a lot of good things at school that you can use outside of school. There's obviously some things in school that you don't really need to use, but there was some classes there that you probably could have paid a bit more attention to. But yeah, so I think obviously educating yourself and just using your brain to work things out and stuff like that is really important. So yeah, I think if I was to tell a young fellow who's still at school, just, you know, you don't have to be the top of the class, but just use your brain a little bit to keep it ticking over. And obviously, if you want to pursue whatever you want to pursue, go 100 mile at that, but also you know, have a plan B, as they always say.
Yeah, I was a bit similar, actually. I was a good kid at school. Just kind of, I was similar. I went to school just to hang out with mates and play play sports. I love me sports, any sport. I was lucky enough to have my mum there. She would help me out with my assessments and stuff. I always did my schoolwork, and a bit like Tommy, I wish I tried a bit harder at school and actually, like, I just did I don't know what you call it, but in Queensland, I just did the stuff that to pass high school. I never tried to, like, we call it OP. I don't know what you call it. Like, I never tried to get, like, an OP score so I could do something with myself after footy. Like, but I enjoyed school, and I really encourage a young fella, if you're still in school, to just sit down and do it, because once you leave, you want to go back and actually do something at school or be with your mates. And by the time you get to my age, yeah, it's already done and you've wasted it. So I recommend trying at school, and if you love footy, you've got plenty of time for that as well. So yeah,
I reckon same as boys. I was remember when I was at school, I didn't go too hard at school. I didn't probably take it as seriously as I should have, because I sort of had like the mentality that, like, oh, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter because I'm just going to play footy when I'm older. But, you know, after sort of being in the like professional sporting environment now for a couple of years, you sort of begin to see how hard it is to not only become a professional athlete, but to be able to like stay there. Like, I think Stylo was saying, you're lucky if you have 10 years, that's like a, you know, that's a really long career. So to be able to stay in it, you know, a big ask. So I wish I had something more to fall back on. Like, I've got this now, but I think if I had gone, you know, taken school a bit more seriously, could have probably set myself up a little better. So advice to kids at school would probably be, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Make sure you're doing all your footy and stuff too, but you're also doing all your schoolwork and staying on top of things there.
The back of it, like, if I didn't, you know, start training full-time, and, you know, I'd probably be pushing a wheelbarrow around somewhere, like, because I've sort of come out of school with nothing to really go into. So, like, if footy didn't work out, then, you know, I'd probably be on a work site somewhere just pushing a barrow and doing nothing special. So, but now that I've sort of realised that yeah, jumped on the Cert 3 and Cert 4 in fitness, and then I look to continue on in the fitness world and do a strength and conditioning course. So, yeah, I think education is very important.
Sorry, so you think doing this course over last year, kind of, and getting yourself away from footy every now and then, just having a bit of fun with this course, helped with your footy and gave you a bit of a needed distraction, because sometimes footy can kind of be full on?
It was good, especially like last year when, obviously before all this coronavirus stuff, when you were coming in and we had class, you know,
at Raiders HQ there, it was good to sort of on your day off just do something else and, you know, be around the boys, have a few laughs and stuff, but also, you know, you're ticking some boxes and getting some work done, which is cool. And yeah, no, it's good fun, I reckon. So I try to do the course, obviously I've been doing it for a while, but doing it by yourself, you know, trying to do it at home, you know, I found it quite difficult to get my head into the, you know, into it all and get it done. But coming in and in a good environment with your mates, learning and having a laugh too, you know, there's no reason not to do it. If you're in a position to do it, there's no reason not to go and put your hand up to do a course.
I loved it. Before this, last year, coming in once a week, talk about something other different than footy, which kind of helped you with your footy, learning about your body and movements to help you. It was a good distraction away from footy, and I'm glad we've completed it now. And I want to do something like Tommy's doing, get into the strength and conditioning course, and keep doing ticking something over each year to help me. Like to get me doing something away from footy and set me up a little bit after footy, give me a bit more options. Yeah, so I enjoyed it.
Yeah, as the boys said, like we had good fun doing the course. Like it was, we'd come in with your mates, and as you know, Lane would get sidetracked a few times, but you know we always got back onto the task. But you know we had a couple of really good laughs and had a real fun time completing the course, and now that I've finished, feel pretty proud of myself, to be honest with you. To be completed a course, and yeah, so pretty proud of myself that I've stuck with it and finished it. So yeah.
Did you obviously all enjoyed the course? So why? What's been the most enjoyable thing about it? And would you recommend the course to other athletes, and why?
Yeah, I 100% recommend the course. Like, I did my Cert 3 up in Newcastle, not with this program, and it was I did not enjoy it one bit. It was like the going to into a TAFE class and with all these random people, and yeah, just sort of had to sit there and listen and slowly chip away at it. So that was, I didn't really enjoy that too much, but. You got Leon here, which he's a legend. So we had, as I said before, we had heaps of fun doing it. You know, heaps of laughs along the way. And it was, you know, it's not no stress about it. You know, Leon will walk you through it. He will help you out whenever you need help. Like, I never felt like I couldn't ask Leon anything. Like, I was probably the one that asked all the dumb questions. But yeah, so I'd 100% recommend it. It was, you know, I actually look forward to coming in and hanging out with the boys and Leon to do the class on days off, you know. So just, you know, obviously just sitting around or playing PlayStation and doing nothing. So got us, you know, ticking the brain over and thinking and stuff like that. So yeah, I loved doing the course. I miss doing it.
Yeah, I was the same as Starlo. I probably got the record for the longest time to finish this course because I started a while ago with Leon and. Then when I moved away, I was got, you know, probably, as I said, struggled to do it by myself. So got a bit lazy in terms of jumping on and just getting it done. But I was, you know, lucky that, you know, Leon had my best interest and he was always, you know, on my case trying to get me back into doing it. You know, when he easily could have just, you know, said get stuffed and, you know, he's got other people to worry about. But unfortunately, he, you know, helped him out with it. And luckily enough, you know, when I came back last year to the Raiders, I sort of realised how important it is to, you know, to have something to fall back on. So, you know, luckily for me, Leon took me in again and helped me through the course. And it's, yeah, as I said, I really enjoyed doing it with the boys. It made it a lot more enjoyable for me. But, you know, that's the good thing about this course. I think there's a lot of, you know, some people might be better doing it by themselves. Some people like doing it in groups. So there's different options that this course allows you to work. And, yeah, it's real enjoyable. And I, you know, really recommend it to anyone that's got a passion in sort of fitness and exercise or anything like that. It's, you know, a handy course to do.
Yeah, I would 100% recommend it to anyone, even if you're not an athlete. It's good fun. You learn heaps of new things if you want to do something in the fitness industry. Learn new stuff about the body, which should help you if you're an athlete. It'll help you with looking after yourself. So, and like the other boys said, it's good if you're doing a little group like we did. We had some good laughs, some memories we'll remember for a long time. Big Tommy dribbling on about his boxing characters and his clients that he's made up. Yeah, I would 100% recommend it to anyone that's looking to do something in the fitness world.
All right, so if you had to give some young kids advice kind of about footy, about playing professional, about chasing that dream, but also about making sure that you're doing stuff away from footy, or what advice would you give your younger self if you could?
Advice I'd give myself? I don't know. I'm not sure. I would say like just back yourself. When I was a young fella, I always didn't want to back myself. Like I'd always think like someone's better than me. Something like that. But if you have belief in yourself, just whatever it is, school, footy, talking to someone, just if you want to go do it, just go up and do it instead of sitting back and watching someone else do it. That would be my advice.
Mine would just be enjoy the ride, kid. It's like a roller coaster, you know. It's there's so many ups, it's so many downs. Just like the littlest things can sort of change. The way you look at it, but I think if you just enjoy it, embrace when there's low points. Like, you know, 1 week you might be benched, or the next week might be the starter, or you know, it might be a little injury. Just enjoy it. It's all part of the journey. Yeah, so just enjoy it. Don't let things get to you too much, and just keep plugging away.
Yeah, I'd be similar to Starlet. Just like, you know, remember why you started in the first place. You know, everyone starts playing footy and when they're younger because they love it, and you know, they love playing with their mates and it's something they enjoy doing. And then I think there's sometimes at a certain point it can change for some people and become more of a, you know, it can bring people some, you know, anxiety and worries because you're so scared of pressure and performing and you don't want to stuff up or something. So I think just remember why you started when you're young, and everyone loves footy, so it's no different now when you're as you get older and move into, you know, although there's a lot higher stakes with professional footy, it's still, we just play because you love it. So like the boys say, enjoy the ride and enjoy the ups and downs, and it doesn't last forever, so you know, make the most of the times you have.
Two more questions for you. So the first question, this is a really question that you might find hard because you all are quite young, but are you worried once footy is over and what you're going to do once footy is finished?
Yeah, I guess so. As I said sort of before, I'm sort of, you know, just going with it, picking up things here and there, obviously with Cert 3 and Cert 4. Then I look to try and further my education in that sort of field. But, yeah, a little bit. Like, it does sort of scare you sometimes. You just, you know, you never know when your career might be finished, and then you got to go find a new job and that. But I feel like I've made a lot of connections playing footy. Like, I know people, you know, all over Australia that I've played footy with, or someone's been involved in the club somewhere. So I feel like you pick up a lot of connections throughout the rugby league world. So, you know, if you come out of footy, there's a lot of people you can reach out to who may have a job for you ready to go. And rugby league, being in a team environment, really, really builds yourself up as a, you know, a good team worker, a good hard worker. You know, the pre-seasons are tough, people are relying on you on the field and stuff like that. So I think that would help out in that sort of aspect of the workforce. But, you know, to play in a row, you've got to have a really well-driven attitude. You can't, you know, do it half-hearted. So I think that would help a lot of the rugby league players out. They're really hard working and dedicated to what they're going to do.
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous. All I really know is, I'd say, sport and footy, but hopefully when that time's come, I've worked out what I want to do, and I'm still a bit on the fence of what I want to do after footy. But I'd say after this is all done, I'd probably need a break from footy, and I'll hopefully be excited to test my arm in something outside of the sporting world, like working with kids or working with whatever I choose I want to do. Hopefully, by the time that come, my footy career is over, I've worked out what I want to do, and hopefully excited for the next challenge in my life. But yeah,
same as the boys. Pretty, I guess in that, haven't really thought about it, but I guess in the back of your mind, you're always sometimes thinking, oh, I wonder what I'd do if I wasn't playing footy. Or you sort of get asked that a fair bit too, like what do you reckon you want to do after you're playing footy, even though we're still really young. And I don't really know what I want to do after footy. obviously, like I said, I've got a passion for sort of fitness and training and stuff. So, you know, having this course now could gives me some sort of leverage or something to sort of build on and work towards. But yeah, like the boys, I think just try and find something that you're passionate about, because if you don't love what you're doing or enjoy what you're doing in anything in life, you're not going to be any good at it and you're not going to do a good job. So I guess I'll just try and find something that I enjoy doing and, you know, love just as much as I do love playing footy. So I'll try and find the same sort of passion elsewhere.
Yeah, well, my last question was, what, like, if you had to retire tomorrow, like, what would you want to do? So I know, Bally, you said that you get asked this question a fair bit, but you don't really know. But if you had to answer it right now, what you start off, Bowers, what would you do?
So if I had to retire tomorrow, I reckon, well, being I just got my Cert 3 and 4 today, I'd probably try and do a bit of personal training. Something I've always sort of thought about doing too was, you know, opening up or sort of running some sort of like academy, and like in the sense of through like footy training, young aspiring footy players down at the park running sort of group sessions. So something like that's probably what I would get into straight away. And then I'd have to have a, you know, a bit more of a think about what I'd want to do long term. But yeah, I think if I had to retire tomorrow, I'd get into some sort of personal training, and more specifically like group training for young sort of aspiring footy players.
Yeah, I've got a couple options. I've obviously just completed this. I'll try to get into something like this, or another option of mine that I've been thinking about too. I'd like to work with like naughty kids. I don't know if that's a word for it. I kind of want to either work with kids when I retire, or if I got a real bad injury and obviously ended today, I want to work with kids or something to do in the fitness industry. So if that's happened, yeah, it'd be one of the two. Whatever came my way first is the journey I'd probably take. Yeah.
Jeez, I wouldn't even know. Short term, I'd probably be on a work site somewhere, as I said before, pushing a wheelbarrow. But I'd love to open up a gym. That'd be pretty cool. That'd be something I'd really enjoy. I'd also like to big goal type thing would be like a strength and conditioner, but like for real high profile athletes, where as Corey was saying before, like where I'd joke about, you know, training world class boxers. I'd love to be able to do something like that, where I'm like a individual contractor, where for certain parts of the year I'm training certain different people, or if I have like a really really good gym, you know, I could fly people out to me and sort of stuff like that. Train, you know, some athletes. That'd be something pretty cool. Like, oh, it's a bit of a long shot, but that's something I'd definitely look into. Or, you know, try and be a strength conditioner for a professional football team, or, you know, like a rugby league side or a soccer side or basketball or something like that. That'd be something pretty cool to look into as well.
Hi, my name's Bailey Simonson. I play for the Canberra Raiders, and I'm making my tomorrow better than today.
Hi, I'm Tommy Starling from the Canberra Raiders. I'm making my tomorrow better than today.
Hi, I'm Corey Horsburgh from the Canberra Raiders, and I'm making my tomorrow better than today.